This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Catherine Brond. Congressional leaders and the White House have yet to reach an agreement to keep the federal government running. The current spending plan runs out at midnight tomorrow. Congressional leaders met at the White House this afternoon. They plan to resume negotiations later this evening. They'll have to strike a deal that can be agreed to by the president, the Republican-controlled House, and the Democratic-controlled Senate. Democratic North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan joins us now on the line from Washington. Good evening, Senator.
Good evening, Catherine.
Well, Senator, what seems to be the holdup as you understand it?
You know, it is absolutely ridiculous. A government shutdown, for me and for most people that I know, is totally unacceptable. The American people elected us to solve problems, not to shut down the government. And this is a time when Republicans and Democrats must come together to avoid a shutdown. And when you stated that it's a democratically controlled Senate, but in order to get something passed in the Senate with a 60-vote majority, you're going to have Democrats and Republicans work together.
Would you say this is an ideological stalemate?
I think when I look at the consequences of this, people really don't care. They want this. The average American worker says, if you know, we can reach negotiations on different items, the government should too. So I think that's where I think people have got to come together to work this out.
House Republicans have talked about delaying a government shutdown for one more week, cutting spending, fully funding the Pentagon. Would you support a so-called Republican stopgap bill?
You know, we've been doing this for weeks and months now, and I think it's high time that we know we're going to come together. We're strictly talking about the rest of a six-month fiscal year for 2011. There are so many other issues that we need to be working on. I think we need to come to a resolution for the remainder of this year. And, you know, what I'm really working, there's two things. I'm worried about our military. We have so many military men and women fighting for us in our state, and we have so many of their family members. They should not be worried one bit about whether or not their paychecks come in. So I'm definitely sponsoring a bill that would solve that problem. And I think another issue that needs to be considered is having a biennial budget, a two-year budget, so that we don't go through this process where politics comes into play every year.
You mentioned the military. If there is a government shutdown, are there other folks here in North Carolina who will be affected?
You know, there's close to 70,000 federal employees in our state, and I think many people will be affected by this if we had a government shutdown. Social Security offices would close and stop processing new applications. Social Security checks would continue being delivered. The Small Business Administration would stop processing applications, and when you're looking at the economic reality, when the fact that we have just come out of the deepest recession since the Great Depression, we do not need to have anything interfere with getting people jobs and continuing to turn this economy around.
Would you support reimbursing the employees who do get furloughed as a result of a shutdown?
You know, I'm hoping that that's not going to happen, and I know that that has taken place in the past. It is through no fault of the federal workers that this is taking place. So I would certainly look at that favorably.
Senator Manchin of West Virginia says he'll give up his Senate pay during a shutdown. Do you plan to do the same?
You know, I know that's an issue a lot of people are talking about. And once again, I think it is the fact that we are here working. We need to stay at the task. We need to get this solved. And that's where Democrats and Republicans are going to have to work together to solve this. Catherine, thank you so much for having me on the air. And I've got to run to another meeting.
Oh, we understand. Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Catherine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Senator Kay Hagan is a Democrat from Greensboro.